Luke recited easily.
Smith & Wesson 357, a Glock 40, a Beretta 9mm, and two Mossberg 12-gauge shotguns. Holy shit! What are they preparing for? Y2K. The guns were purchased in the fall of 99. Mrs. Avalon probably feared for her china. Or maybe she's afraid of all those clowns in Melissa Avalon's room.
Luke shuddered again. In other words, we can't count out the Avalons yet, Rainey concluded. You'll push harder on it, Luke?
First thing tomorrow morning, I'm paying a visit to the hunting cabin, then heading back to Portland and seeing if I can't finagle some bank records.
Rainey nodded. Luke planned on spending the rest of the evening guarding Shep's house. He didn't take his friendships lightly. That brings us to you, Quincy. Where are we with No Lava and Shep?
What?
Luke sat up tensely. He'd been absent during their last discussion, when Shep's actions had been questioned.
It's okay, Quincy said, raising a calming hand. Nothing came of it.
Damn right,
Luke spat out. According to the school staff, Quincy continued evenly, no one saw Shep enter the building before the shooting. Plus, his patrol log puts him at Hank's hardware store a little after one, which Hank confirmed. At that point, it's questionable whether he had the time to drive to the school and commit murder before 1:30.
You examined his patrol log?
Luke was still offended. Quincy ignored him.
So we can count Shep out. That brings me to the person writing emails to Danny from nolava@aol.com. I did learn a few things there. One, according to Sandy O'Grady, the No Lava address was actually Melissa Avalon's account.
Melissa Avalon was the one writing Danny emails? Sanders interrupted. Quincy shook his head.
I don't think so. Melissa saw Danny every day, so there wouldn't be a need for her to be sending him lots of mail. Plus, I tried checking AOL's member directory on Thursday to see if I could find a record of No Lava and nothing came up.
This afternoon, I followed up with an AOL technician. According to service logs, No Lava was listed in their directory until Monday at 6 p.m., when the account was canceled and the caller ordered all traces of the member name removed.